Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Deadly sectarian violence in Nigeria's Kano State came late last month. Voice of the Martyrs Canada's Glenn Penner says the riot snowballed and left at least 9 Christians dead, 3 churches and numerous homes burned.
Nigerian Christians do continue to reach out and to spread the gospel, but of course there is concern and fear of violence, and Christians in the north are asking, you know, is it necessary for us to move to the south as well?
Church leaders are urging people not to inflame the situation further.
Pray that they'll be able to teach how to respond to persecution in a Christ-like fashion.
Next, Compassion International has been honored for their stewardship. They received the Charity Navigator's coveted 4-star rating for sound fiscal management for the 6th consecutive year. That puts Compassion in the top 1% of charities evaluated by Charity Navigator. How does this help them? As more people trust Compassion, they're more likely to financially support them. In doing so, this allows them to reach even more children with the gospel. And pain and suffering brings up difficult spiritual questions like, why does a good God allow bad things to happen? Johnny Erickson Tada is hosting a show addressing those questions and other hard issues on their new weekly program airing on DirecTV. It'll premiere October 19th. Johnny and friend Steve Appel is asking believers to pray because viewers will hear a unique message.
People could pray that this program touches millions of people's hearts, that their hearts are open to receive the gospel, that they're open to receive that God is trustworthy, He's faithful, but He doesn't always reveal everything, and many things we won't know this side of heaven.
Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available A Bridge into Missions, a comprehensive guide to mission trip preparation. Get your free book by calling 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.